What's up, Jeffrey? It's what have you been doing up here all day?
Absolutely nothing. The SMU game was just playing, so yeah. I was just hanging out.
Where'd you go to brunch?
I went to a place called Greenhouse over in Denton. Pretty good.
What'd you get?
Had some chicken and waffles. Had a mimosa.
Dude, I love chicken and waffles.
That's great.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. It is Saturday, November 10th. This is Can I Get a Podcast? I am Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside my good friend and co-host, Chris Gross. Chris, on this college football Saturday, A&M has already won. That's not good.
Yes, and to make it an even worse Saturday, I'll talk about this once we get closer to the end of the show. TCU, another embarrassing outing today, but I'll get into that later.
But the good news.
Yes.
Florida won. Oklahoma is losing.
Yeah.
And Texas has not played yet, so they haven't lost yet, which they're going to anyways.
I really wanted to come in and talk about college football, but just the way that our schedules worked out this week, the only day we could come in and record was Saturday, and we could talk a whole bunch about college football.
It would all be old news.
Yes, by the time you listen to it, it would all be irrelevant.
So, Chris,
we'll get into college football in the next episode, but Jeffrey, we've got a lot to talk about. I don't know how long you have to wait into a basketball season before you really get a feel for the teams, but we're 11 games in of this Mavs season and 3 wins. So let's talk about the Mavs.
Man, it's been a really rough 11 games. The honeymoon clearly over. First things I want to say, Luka is as advertised, if not better.
He is he's the best player on this team.
No doubt.
And
no doubt. But he's not used like it. And we'll get into that.
And he should he be the best player on this team, just real quick.
You would hope not.
Right.
But he is.
And I guess it's not too crazy of a stretch, especially for a team that was as bad as it was last year. You finished with the third to worst record, I believe. And there's a reason you got Luka Doncic, was because you were bad last year. But now, okay, let me say this. Let me clarify. He's the best player on the court. Obviously, we're not throwing Dirk into any of this. You don't even take Dirk's franchise, everything he's done. As far as the best player right now the Mavs have on the floor, it's Luka Doncic. And the way things are looking right now, do you think we've got a turnaround coming?
It's not looking like it, and the most alarming thing I think about this team, I'm not sure they play very hard. And I can't say that with, 100% conviction, because I'm not in there. But dude, when you watch them, does it look like that they are giving out 100% effort? I think last year, they were a bad team, but they played hard every night. And I don't see that this year.
I hate commenting on a player's effort.
Yes.
Because you really don't,
You don't know.
But you're right. It doesn't really look like it. And the thing I find weirdest about this team is just a continuation of last year where they can't get off to a good start. It's just unbelievable.
Every game, they get lit up in that first quarter and the hole is too big. They make runs in every game, too, to try to come back in the game like they did against Utah the other night. But
and the thing is, if you just had a better start, where your record is right now would be so different. But the thing that's weird, too, is their starters will have a really bad start, and then you bring in some of the bench guys, and things automatically turn around.
Absolutely, yeah. The bench has been the better unit.
I believe in this Jazz game, all of your starters, they were the lowest among the team in plus-minus, were your starters.
Yes.
From the Utah game. You just can't. It's just unacceptable.
That's not how it's going to work. This team also can't guard me or you.
No.
And I think that's a real problem. Even though the NBA is, transitioning towards a heavily offensive favored game, you still need to be able to guard somebody.
And the issue with Luka Doncic being your best player is you know what you're getting on the offensive end. Things get really sketchy when you move to the other end of the floor. When they have to get back and play defense, things are not good.
And I think, one of the biggest problem, probably the biggest problem on the defensive end for the Mavericks, is that the guys who are supposed to be their two best defensive players in DeAndre Jordan and Wes Matthews have not been good this year on that end. And it's really hurt them a lot.
Finney Smith has been like their saving factor.
Absolutely.
On that end. Finney Smith has been your best defensive player so far this season.
You can go through the Mavs schedule, and I believe, I mean, there's at least four or five of their losses they have scored 110 points in. And when you score 110 points in the NBA, I mean, you just have to find a way to win. There's no excuse.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They've scored at least 100 in every game. And so you're not worried about the pace. You're not worried about the offense. It is that defense that you're worried about. And you mentioned Wesley Matthews. He's been a guy that a lot of people have talked about this season as far as both his defense and his offensive performance. Now, I can't remember. Was it the Wizards game where he had a really good game?
He was good against the Wizards.
Yes, offensively.
He's had a couple of good games. It's just... when for every good play he makes two bad ones. For instance, in that Lakers game, he was the only reason the Mavs were able to come back in that Lakers game because he was the only one making shots. And then he has that ridiculous foul against LeBron at the end of the game that ends up losing it for him. That's what they've done.
This is Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross, talking about the state of the Dallas Mavericks. And so you are 3-8 on the season. Jeffrey, when do you... I think you've got to wait much longer before you get into any conversation about tanking.
Yes, it's way too early for that. I think you have to wait at least probably 20 more games.
And you know what? I think you are having a different conversation if you don't have only a top five protected pick.
That's right. Absolutely. That changes everything because, like you said, if their pick doesn't fall in the top five, it's gone. It's going to Atlanta in the Doncic trade. I don't think tanking is an option quite yet. If you look at the standings, I believe that they're 6-4 is the sixth seed in the West right now, and the Mavericks are 3-8. So it's not like they're out of it at the moment. It's a very steep hole that they have to climb out of, which, and I don't think they will, but they're not completely out of it. So you can't tank yet.
Yeah, Mavs only three games out of. There are three games behind the Clippers, who own the eighth seed in the West right now. So, yeah, technically you're not out of it, but three games back for a team that's only won three games so far this season, it's a monumental jump. The other thing, Jeffrey, I want to talk about that I'm worried about is Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah,
he hasn't taken the leap that I thought we would see in year two. He's not a bad player, but he has a lot that he has to work on.
The sophomore slump is real with him.
Yeah.
He's having to adjust to Luka being the primary go-to guy in the offense, which he wasn't ready for. And that's not to say that he's not trying to assimilate, because he is. It's just not registering with him yet, and I think that goes for the rest of the team. Dennis wants to be great. Let's get that clear. He works really hard at his craft, and he wants to be great. It's just not working right now for him, and it's been bad on the court, but I think if you give Dennis time, he'll be okay.
I think so too. That's why I'm not super worried about it. But it is. I thought we were going to see more from him by the
no
at
doubt.
This point.
No, it's absolutely worrisome. I mean, he's had two good games in the 11 they've played so far, and obviously from your starting point guard, you need him to be at least consistent every night, doing something to affect the game positively. And Dennis just hasn't done that. But in his defense, neither has a lot of the team.
Yeah, and Carlisle has said it, where when the team's playing as bad as they are right now, you don't like to... He said it in the sense, someone asked him about a player who did something good, and he said, we're not going to talk about individual performances right now when we're playing this bad. But it's also like, it's hard to look at one guy and really solo him out for doing bad things when everybody is making mistakes on the court.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not one guy's fault that the Mavs are 3-8. Let's get that straight right now. They just have not put together a team performance this season yet. They've beat some really bad teams. They've lost to some really bad teams too, and they've stayed in games with really good teams. They haven't been able to find a way to win, and that's been the story that they've had for the last couple of years now.
Yeah, and it's much like last season, where if this team could put together a full 48 minutes, this would not be a bad team, but when you have bad starts, you go through bad stretches. This is just a team who right now can't play complete games.
They can't play complete games. I think this team has the talent. I really do. I won't waver off of that. I think they have a 8 seed level talent. They just need to find a way to put it together and go on a little run here.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about it before on this podcast, but I like the bench that they have. The spark you can get from Berea is good. Jalen Brunson has had a couple good games coming off the bench so far. As we mentioned, Finney Smith was with his defensive performance.
Devin Harris will be back tonight.
Yes.
Back in action.
Back tonight. If you listen to this before the game against the Thunder, that is a 8 o'clock tip.
That's correct.
A little bit later because you had a matinee Stars game
at the
American Airlines Center.
4-3 right now. 3 minutes left. Hopefully they pull it out.
So if you're somehow listening to this podcast before 8 o'clock Central Time, you can hear that game on 103.3 FM ESPN. Pre-game coverage with Mike Peasley begins at 7 o'clock, leading you up to that one. And that's a game coming up against the Thunder. And Jeffrey, real quick, let's look at the upcoming schedule.
They're wearing the city jerseys tonight. You're the uniform expert. What did you think of those?
They're not great in a sense that I love them, but they're not bad.
That's how I feel.
They're kind of somewhere in the middle. And I think, too, they are much better than last year.
Oh, my gosh. Last year's were hideous.
And I don't really like talking about it because what was the story? They let some guy design these jerseys. Who was it that designed the jerseys last year? Yeah.
Last year was equipment manager Al Whitley who designed them. And
yeah.
He's now in the front office with the Mavs.
Yeah. And I don't like talking about it because that was such a good story, but those jerseys were not very good.
They weren't good. We'll leave it at that.
They're much better than some of the other ones we've seen around the league.
Like
The Pacers is really bad.
The one this year?
Yes.
I like the Pacers
ones. I don't like the Pacers ones.
The Bucks one's bad.
The Bucks one is bad. The Heat are the best.
Oh, absolutely.
The Miami Vice.
The Wolves are good, too. Timberwolves are really good.
Yes, the Wolves are good. Some of them are just way too out there. The Mavs it's fine. You've got the horse head logo. I'm not going to complain about it. So, yeah, you can see those jerseys debut tonight. Upcoming schedule. Saturday, home against the Thunder. Then you go on the road real quick for one game at Chicago. Then home Jazz, home Warriors. That is, it's not...
And a week after the Warriors, you got Boston at home.
Yep. And then you play the Rockets, who at first, going into the season, you would have been like, that's going to be a tough game. But Rockets have had a really, really bad season
so far.
The
Rockets are an absolute mess right now, and I love it.
So... You tell me. So your next four games, home Thunder, at Bulls, home Jazz, home Warriors. What do the Mavs, as we try to climb out of this 3-8 basement, we're talking about the Mavs here on Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Over those next four games, what do the Mavs need to go?
3-1. I mean, but that's just not going to happen.
No.
Because, look.
Realistically, you can't go 3-1. Okay.
They need to win the game tonight. I think they can win this game tonight. Westbrook won't play.
Yeah.
So Dennis Schroeder, who, by the way, literally destroys the Mavericks. I was talking to my dad this morning. Dennis Schroeder is a career 43% shooter. He shoots 53% against the Mavericks.
Mavs killer.
And there's a lot of Mavs killers out there.
Yeah.
But no, the Mavericks need to win this game tonight, and they have to beat the Bulls. The last game was awful.
So
they need to beat the Bulls.
Yes. So we hope the Mavs can climb out of this. Before we wrap up here, and one more thing I want to talk about real quick. While we're talking about the Thunder, did you see what Carmelo Anthony did in his game against
the
Thunder?
He had 2 points, wasn't it? Like 1 of 11 shooting, and the one basket he scored was a goaltend.
Yes.
Yes.
So
that's awesome.
He scored 2 points in 11 shots and a single bucket. He didn't score. The ball didn't go through the basket once.
That's awesome.
That's pretty mellow, if you ask me.
Oh, absolutely.
One real quick thing I wanted to talk about before we get out of here, and that is Dez Bryant. Big story this week. Dez had been released by the Cowboys in April. He kept talking about big things coming. We thought he was going to catch on somewhere. He reportedly turned down a couple offers. Turned down a 3-year deal from the Ravens, and he signs on Wednesday with the Saints It's a 1-year deal, but basically just getting him through the rest of the season. That was Wednesday, and then 2 days later, in his second practice after signing, he tears his Achilles in practice, done for the year.
That's a shame for Dez, man. I really do feel bad for him. He wanted so bad to be on the team and to go compete in the playoffs.
And you know what the thing, too, about Dez? We hear it from people who aren't embedded with the team, that he's a cancer, that he causes all these issues, and it seems like this big whole issue. But then when you hear guys like Jean-Jacques Taylor, who you can hear 9-1 on 103.3 FM ESPN, people liked Dez.
People love Dez and the Cowboys. All, you could see it on Twitter. All the Cowboys guys are reaching out to Dez. Hey, prayers up, bro. Hope you get better soon. Everyone around the NFL loves Dez. And I, so, I'm no, it is a sad thing yeah. that he tore his Achilles.
I really feel like, remember when he went on his Twitter rant and he took shots at Travis Frederick and Jason Garrett and he called Sean Lee Snake Lee.
Yep.
I really feel like what part of that is right, you know, right when you get out of a relationship, you just hate that person.
Yes.
And you nitpick every little thing.
Phase.
Yeah. And once you get over it, you're like, yeah, I think I said some things I shouldn't have said about that relationship. So just wanted to touch on Dez real quick. Jeffrey, as we get out of here, we're going to move to our 24-second shot clock. For those of you who haven't listened to the podcast before, here's what we do. We put 24 seconds on the clock like you do in basketball, and you get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be sports-related. But when those 24 seconds are over, you'll hear the buzzer, and your time is up. Jeffrey, I'm going to go first here.
Please.
And I just got to talk about TCU. A season they fell to 4-6 today after a 47-10 loss to West Virginia.
I've been there.
I didn't expect a lot out of this game, but the first quarter, you were like, man, maybe they'll hang with this team. And then you had a stretch where West Virginia scores, and they get the ball back on the very next play and score again. And that's when you're like, this TCU season is over. It's very disappointing what TCU's done this year.
I didn't watch any of that game. I was at brunch with some friends today, but it's sad. Like I've said this multiple times, this is a one-year thing for TCU. They'll be back next year, and they'll be competing in the Big 12.
I hope so, and you hope that Sean Robinson has potential. You hope that he can reach that peak, that potential that he has.
I've been dealing with 5, 6, 7 loss seasons for the last 8 years.
Dude,
so,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
So here, my 24-second shot clock, also about college football, going with the Longhorns here. They need to finish this season out strong for me to have any faith in Tom Herman going forward. They could finish this season anywhere from 7-5 to 9-3. They have a big game at Tech tonight. They have Iowa State at home left and then Kansas. They have to win 2 of 3. I don't care if they lose to Kansas and beat the other two. They have to win 2 out of 3 for me to have faith in Tom Herman going forward.
Yeah, things are going to be – that's going to be a good game coming up tonight in Lubbock. And chances are when you listen to this, that game has already happened.
That's correct.
So I'm going to say a couple things, and I'm going to say Texas wins.
I'm not.
Texas loses. And then that way, whatever they do, I can go back and pull it.
And be like, ha, I'm right.
Yeah, either thing I think is going to happen. That is the podcast for today. Remember, a couple ways you can listen to us. Head to KESN1033.com. You can click on podcasts at the top, and you can find our entire feed there, all of our previous episodes. Also, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you do subscribe and if you like the podcast, please leave a 5-star review.
Please.
Please leave a 5-star rating. We really appreciate it. Jeffrey, no new ratings today.
Okay.
So it's still 10 ratings, all 5 stars.
That's 50 stars.
And no new reviews.
Okay.
So 4 reviews. Leave your review. We will read it on air no matter what you say, no matter how you diss Jeffrey. We're going to read it. But 5-star reviews and ratings can only go so far. How else do we help people hear about the podcast?
Well, the best way to spread a podcast is by word of mouth, Chris.
Yes.
And so I think you need to tell your friends, your coworkers. I guess your boss is a coworker, but your boss.
Yeah.
Your family members and Chris. Who else?
The ex-wives.
The ex-wives. You know what? And I'm going to extend this. The ex-wives family.
Yes, because that's more people.
Absolutely. The more the better.
Yes, extend it to the ex-wife and the ex-wife's family. Jeffrey, that is Can I Get a Podcast. We're going to be back next week. We'll probably be talking some college football. That's on the next episode of Can I Get a Podcast.
Okay, thanks.